Oh, that's right. Good afternoon, everybody. Hey, I am Ann Eller right here with you this afternoon. And I tell you what, we're going to be talking about something really, really important. Food. That's right. Food for the weekend for a lot of the students that go back to school. Do you realize that if a child doesn't eat healthy food between Friday afternoon and Monday morning, it can take them from Tuesday or Wednesday to get back their concentration to be able to do the job? And here to talk to us today about this and probably some other things going on at United Way is Lindsay Henrich. How you doing today, Lindsay?
Doing good. Thank you.
Yeah. So, did you have a good weekend?
Actually, yes. I was in Aruba.
In Aruba?
Yes.
Poor baby.
Yeah, my husband took me for our baby moon before we have our baby.
A baby moon. Okay, yes. Okay. What about the push gift? Are you getting the push gift too?
I'm not pushing my luck with the push gift.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Okay. The baby moon, though. I like that one. Yes. I had not heard about that one, but then I'm out of the loop on that. So, but you are at United Way, and what do you do at United Way? What's your title?
I'm the Director of Community Impact.
There's a lot of impact that can happen in our community.
Yes.
I've seen you with red noses. I've seen you doing crazy things to help get everybody motivated there at United Way.
Yeah, we do. Well, pretty much we've had Denise in a dunking booth. We've worn clown noses. We'll wear capes, you know, whatever it requires.
Whatever it requires. But where are you from, Lindsay, originally?
Abbeville. Down the road.
What did you go to school for?
Well, in high school, I went to school for cheerleading.
Okay. For cheerleading?
That's what you do when you're from Abbeville.
Okay.
You go for sport. And then went to University of South Carolina and for broadcast journalism. Wow. I wanted to be a reporter, which I was told would never happen with my Abbeville accent. But
but it did.
Yes, it did.
They must have found it appealing.
Yeah, or I had to learn how to sort of correct it when I was on air.
Okay.
So.
But where did you do after you graduated?
Well, after I graduated, I did a radio show in Abbeville for Z93 FM. And then I moved to the Dominican Republic for 6 months and did missionary work with an orphanage there.
Okay.
And then I moved back to Charleston and then eventually to Myrtle Beach. And I was a reporter in both of those places, a TV news reporter.
And so. They put you on the air.
They did, believe it or not. They did.
So how was it to work in broadcast journalism, be on TV and everything?
It was good. I actually really enjoyed it. I love to write, and I love to meet new people and have something different every day and learn new stories, and you learn a lot in that field. You know, you're very well-rounded when you come out of there. But I did come out of there because it was so busy and not really a job that I thought I could do and have a family one day. So,
and you are with family.
Yeah.
Well, you are getting with family.
Yes.
Here.
Yes. 6 months with family.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we are going to be talking about one of the big undertakings this year. I know last year they started the weekend backpack program, but I believe it was smaller last year.
Well, we started out... Actually, I think we only started our first year with 50 students because we never want to serve a certain number and then say, oh, we don't have enough money to serve you this year, so you still need it, but we can't give it to you.
Right.
So we wanted to start out with what we knew we could sustain and then grow it. So we have, and the Self Family Foundation locally gave us a grant last year to boost us up to 150 Greenwood County, you know, where Shoals 96 Elementary School students. So we serve 150, and right now we're trying to raise the money to make sure we can keep serving the same number, which we will keep serving them, but we need the money.
You need the money, which is what we're going to be talking about here in just one moment. So this, I think, is a very worthwhile program. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we come back. We'll have Jonathan Graves with us, and we're going to talk all about this. So don't you go away.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash, then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here this afternoon, and we have Lindsay Henrick, and we also have Jonathan Graves from over there at District 50. How you doing today, Jonathan?
I'm doing well, Ann. How about you?
Very good. Are you getting at all excited about the fact that Emerald and all the football gets to start in... When does it start exactly?
I get a text daily from my partner, Rob Gilchrist, 3 weeks away. It was at about 169 days at one time when Rob texted me earlier this summer, but we are down to the final 3 weeks before Emerald football starts up. I'm really getting excited about it. I've been in my man cave researching everything, checking all the stats, all the players. Greenwood Jamboree is this Friday, so encourage all the fans, if you haven't had a chance to see Emerald play yet, come out to the Jamboree. It'll be your first time to see them in action, and getting them ready for that game that they've got, that big game against 96 at home this year. That'll be in a couple of weeks.
United Way will be there at the Jamboree.
Yes.
Too.
What's United Way going to be doing? Anything special? Are you going to be cheering, Lindsay? You said you went to high school to cheer.
I don't fit in my uniform right now.
Yeah, cheering was last year with the Pace Setters. Yeah.
Actually, Jonathan and I did a Saturday Night Live cheerleading skit last year. We won't be reprising that this year, much to Jonathan's dismay. But United Way staff will be there actually for the Jamboree, just to pass out some awareness things about United Way and to have a presence there and let everybody know what we do in the community.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there is one important thing that has happened today, and it's the fact that it's actually Lindsay's birthday today. So we're going to sing you happy birthday, aren't we, Jonathan?
You're going to lead the song, and
okay,
I'm going to give you a little bit of backup, but yeah.
Is that a doo-wop backup? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lindsay. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
How old are you?
Jonathan, don't push your luck.
So there you go. We have the whole crew here. We really want to talk about, though, this backpack program. And, you know, Jonathan, when you and Denise were here, we were talking about it a little bit last year. And, of course, Lindsay is kind of spearheading it this year. But I'm telling you what, I don't think we realize how important it is to have good, nourishing food every day. And kids that are eating at school and everything, they do. But comes the weekend, quite often they don't. Isn't that right, Lindsay?
That's right. And it makes a huge difference, you know, not only for their health, for their education, which impacts them later on in life with their job. So it really affects the family. It affects everybody.
I think one of the things that I was amazed to hear, that if a child doesn't have good nourishing food, we're not talking about a little candy or something like that during the weekend, comes Monday, Tuesday, it can be almost Wednesday before their brains are engaged to be able to learn again. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
That's true. You know, I'm a stats guy, and so throwing out some stats, we have over 70% of our elementary school students who are impacted by the program are on free and reduced lunch. So we've seen if they do participate in this program, 75% of the kids that participate in the program actually see an increase in their grades. So that's something that we are really pushing, is why we, you know, love.
That's hard value right there. Hard
it
numbers
is.
Right there.
Yeah.
75%.
And it's why we're so excited that United Way is still, you know, pushing this initiative. We're excited about the Feed the Need program, but then we're also excited about the United Way campaign that's coming up. As you know, if you have looked at your pledge form that you get from your employer, that you get from United Way, you can actually donate to the Snack Pack Backpack program on that as well.
The Snack Pack Backpack program?
Say that three times fast. I was practicing that all the way over here, so I would not get tongue-tied.
That's why you were late.
But yeah, I think the program is great. I think that it really shows an impact in District 50 schools. I think when you really get inside the schools and you see kids that do not have a chance to eat during the weekend, so Friday could potentially be these kids' last meal. I think that's what the impact of the program is, and that's what makes it such a powerful program.
And we honestly don't think about the fact that people, children, are not eating over the weekend. I mean, that's something that just doesn't even cross your mind in today's world, does it, Lindsay?
No, until I came to work at United Way, when I started as a case manager and they told me, you know, you're going to be working with clients, maybe some homelessness and people who are hungry, I thought, really? Surely that doesn't exist in Greenwood. It's a small town, you know, maybe we're not Atlanta. But I worked with it one-on-one as a case manager, and now I see it. You know, we hear from the school district and from Jonathan about 70% of the kids are on free and reduced lunch, and that's not a nothing stat. It means something. So last year, I surveyed the teachers and the students who receive the food, mm-hmm. and we just found astounding statistics on how needed it was and how helpful it is.
Now, how do we determine which children need the program?
I can answer that one.
Okay.
The student support facilitators are heavily involved in the program. Typically what happens is Lindsay or Denise or somebody from United Way will send me an email saying how many kids we can feed during the semester. And then that message is passed along to the student support facilitators, who have already been tracking the kids that are in dire need of food during the weekend. So the student support facilitators identify the kids. They also send parent permission forms home just to make sure the parents are aware that their child is going to be participating in the program. And then that's how the child is actually entered into the program, and that's how they start receiving snack packs during the weekend.
Now, what about if there's more than one child in the house? How do we deal with that? Because I would think that particularly maybe if you had some older kids, they might take the food.
That's true. go ahead. I was going to say, we've had instances of that, and I think, you know, the great thing about the program is that once the child is identified, the counselor or the student support facilitator goes ahead and they go ahead and identify the entire family. So let's say, you know, Lindsay emails me or contacts me and says, we have ability to feed 8 more kids at Rice. If the family has, let's say, 2 or 3 kids that go to Rice from that same family, the student support facilitator goes ahead and identifies all 3 kids, so okay. That won't become an issue.
Sure, because that I would think would be a big issue for kids, is that what they're taking home. Now, first off, I just want to say, what does it cost? $5 per student per weekend? Mm-hmm. Is that how much it costs for a whole semester? Is that
right? $5 each time they get a snack pack, which is every Friday, snuck into their book bags by the counselors at the school. So United Way, we don't even know who the students are. It is anonymous, which we think is important. But it's $5 each weekend.
Now, what type of things are in the snack pack?
We have, they try to do a variety, and they try to make it as healthy as possible, while at the same time, they know that not every kid has a microwave or, right. you know, refrigerator or forks at home. So everything in the bag can be eaten without any extra help.
Okay.
But we have like applesauce, fruits, milk that doesn't go bad, cereals, like beefaroni that doesn't have to be microwaved, that kind of thing.
Wow. $5 for a weekend, huh?
Yeah, and it's a big snack pack.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That sounds
yeah.
pretty awesome that
yeah.
You can do it for $5. But I understand that you got a grant that's going to actually pay, that United Way is going to pay half the cost for a year. It's what, $27,000 for a
right.
whole year?
There are 36 weekends in a school year.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're feeding 150 students in Greenwood, where Shoals in 96 right now, it's $27,000 for the whole school year. So right now, United Way has contributed a little over $14,000. That's for money that we've raised, money that we've put in there, you know, from what we have. So we are now trying to raise, we're asking 1,250 people to give $10 each. I know Jonathan's already given his part. I've given my part. And I'm assuming you're going to give your
$10. I'll give you $10. In fact, how about if I give you $20? Would that be okay?
That sounds good.
I think we're going to turn it down.
Yeah, but I mean, that really is a nominal fee when you
mm-hmm.
think about how we spend our money and everything. It's
Two
a nominal
coffees.
Fee. Yes, exactly. So How has the money raising gone so far? I know you had a night at Chili's.
Yeah, Chili's was awesome, and it was packed. And they donated $350 to us from that night. Bank of America just gave $1,000. We've raised about almost $700. And that's with people giving their 10,
right.
10 here and 10 there. So we need quite a few thousand more.
Now, how do people go about donating?
They can come see us at United Way, 929 Phoenix Street at the United Center,
okay.
And they can just give in person if they want to. They can give online through our website, which is through PayPal. They can mail us a check. You know, we'll take it however they want to give it.
All right, Lindsay, and I guess a good thing to do would be for you to give us a telephone number so they can call and maybe talk to you, because I know a lot of our clients would be liking to be able to talk to somebody.
Yeah. So if they want to give us a call at the office, it's obviously 864. We're in Greenwood. 229-4103. And that's 229-4103.
And that would, then they need to ask for you, correct,
yes.
Lindsay?
Yes, sure.
Heinrich. So Lindsay is taking up the money over there. Jonathan, how have you seen this program? How long has this program been going on? One, or is this 2 years, or?
This is, help me out, Lindsay, I think either the third or fourth year for the program.
It is our second full year.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's almost 2.5 years.
Yeah, so.
I mean, like I said before, you know, we see it when each Friday comes up, you know, what kids are going to be, you know, hungry during the weekend. Like Lindsay was saying, being in Greenwood, it is a little bit different than, I guess, when I was younger, back when the town was thriving a little bit. Things have changed. You see it in the schools. The poverty is real, and it really is affecting Greenwood, and I think that all of our schools in some ways are affected by it, and I think all of our kids in some ways are affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this program allows to in some ways help those kids that are in those situations, kids that otherwise wouldn't have a way out or a way to actually receive food during the weekend. I think once they do receive that food during the weekend, as I read that number off again, you know, studies show 75% of those kids are going to do better on their grades. So anytime we can help with the student achievement, that's a great thing. And this is just a small step towards that. So that's why I said again, we thank United Way for taking up the initiative, and anything we can do in the future to help with the initiative in terms of partnering up as a school district and identifying the kids is always a great thing. And I think it's great that because of the funds that we're raising through the Feed the Need program and the grant that we received from Bank of America and the Chili's night that we had, that's going to feed even more kids, and that's going to help us as a school district to see our scores on test scores and also school grades and student achievement. Everything's going to increase, and everything's going to be positive because of it.
And you know, like I was thinking, maybe it's not your kid that doesn't have enough to eat, but your kid might be sitting next to a student who is disrupting them because they didn't have enough to eat over the weekend. And so it makes a difference all around.
Well, I think one of the things about hunger, it's that quiet mm-hmm. thing. It's not something you can't normally tell for sure whether somebody is eating. It could be somebody, like you said, sitting right next to you. How many people are eating very, very slim? Or we have, just take the case of seniors. How many seniors do live on a fixed budget and don't have enough food really to survive?
Right.
So, and kids, though, they don't have the places like going to places to be able to get food. So
that's right.
I think this is an invaluable program. You fix up the food, but it sounds to me like you need about $12,000 or $13,000. Does that sound about right?
Yes, and I don't think we're in any danger of raising too much money. But if we were,
you might over-raise money. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we're in any danger of that. But yeah, all of the money raised for this specific Feed the Need fundraiser, which we're trying to, you know, finish up before school starts back for our weekend backpack program, it all goes straight to local students.
So it's a good one. Now, Jonathan, are there more students? So you have 150, but are there more students out there that could have a need?
There is, and I'm glad you pointed that out. I was going to mention that we actually have a couple of local churches that actually help us too. some in the elementary schools, but then we also have some of the same needs in the middle and high schools. So we've had those local churches step up to the plate and identify those kids. As Lindsay stated before, completely anonymous. The churches just give us the food, and then the student support facilitators actually identify which students may be in need. So United Way is providing it more on the elementary level, but then we do have those churches out there that are helping us out with the middle schools and high schools as well.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. We'll be back. Hey, if you got a question, give us a call, 229-7984, 229-7984. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. How you doing, everybody? I am Ann Eller. We are talking with Lindsay Henrich, and we are here with Jonathan Graves from School District 50. Lindsay works over there at United Way, and I tell you what, they came up with this great idea. It's called the United Way's Weekend Backpack Program, to give kids food over the weekend. When I heard about it last year, I thought it was such a great program. I tried to figure out how we could help out and we could be involved. And so here we are sitting here today, and we want you to give at least $10. Yes, I'm doing a fundraiser right here on the radio. I want you to give $10 to help us raise over $12,000. They need $27,000 for a whole year for 150 kids. Now, that sounds like a lot, except that's only $5 per weekend per child. So that really is very, very nominal. And you know that this is an important. We need our kids to learn all that they can learn so they can go out and support themselves. That's number one in this world. Number two, it would be nice if they could take care of us. As we get older, so we need them to be out there learning and being able to be self-sufficient. So if you could contribute just $10 to United Way, this would be an awesome thing. You would be helping a child make sure that they are fed for a weekend. Actually, you'd be feeding them for 2 weekends. Mm-hmm. $10 would feed for 2 weekends. And if you look at how that helps a child, and this is in elementary school, you wouldn't think we'd have that problem right here in Greenwood. But, Jonathan, we do.
We do, Ann. Like I said before, our 70% of our elementary school students are on free and reduced lunch. So that right there shows you the type of situation that I think Greenwood is in. I think the community has really changed over the last few years. Many of our schools, many of our students in those schools are living in poverty. So this program impacts those students directly. It gets meals into their hands over the weekend. And once we get those meals into their hands over the weekend, we do see an increase in their grades and in their behavior once they come back on that next week. So anything that we can do to help our kids in any way, to make it easier on them, to help them succeed, to reach their full potential as students, we're going to definitely do everything we can to do that. And I thank United Way for doing this program, and like I said again, we are so excited to partner with them on this program because we see a direct impact in all of our schools when this program is going on.
Not only that, you know, when you're in elementary school, you've got to learn all those basics then. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you get behind, I mean, that's where kids get behind, is in elementary school, and the older you get, the harder it is to make that up too.
That's true. And like I said, anything or any outside influences, whether it be hunger or, you know, family situations or, you know, all of that stuff comes into play. And you just think about it being at such a young age and having to deal with all of that. Anything we can do to lessen that burden on a child is going to help them later on in life and later on as they go into their school career. So I think we're doing a great thing in this community. I think this community is awesome because they are willing to support a program like this and give back to United Way. I think this is definitely one of the strongest United Ways that I've, you know, been associated with during my time in Greenwood. And anytime we have an initiative like that, you know, I'm fully behind it 110%.
Well, Jonathan, I know once football season starts, you'll be talking about that on the radio too, won't you? Since you are one of our football broadcasters, Jonathan Graves is the stat guy over there for Emerald High School, and we are ready to ramp it up for this year. How's Emerald looking there, Jonathan?
I actually just left Emerald. We were actually doing some work over there trying to get ready for this back-to-school celebration we've got on this coming Thursday, and I saw the football team out there. I think this is going to be an exciting year. Anytime anybody asks me about how the team looks, I tell them, come out and watch them on this coming Friday at the Jamboree. But no, seriously, I think this is going to be I call it a competitive rebuilding year for us. I think
that's a good way to put it there, Jonathan.
I know.
Competitive rebuilding.
I was going to say, you know, Jonathan said Emerald might look pretty good, but not as good as the Abbeville Panthers. Isn't that what you said, Jonathan?
Didn't say that at all. But I'll give a plug on
that. You can tell there's a little bipartisan
yeah,
stuff here going
I'll give
on.
A plug on that one, too. Emerald and Abbeville do play the third week of the season. I believe that is in September, maybe the first Friday in September. So me and Lindsay will probably put a wager on that one. But anyway, like I say, Emerald is going to be very competitive this year, even with a rebuilding team. They lost so many pieces last year. Rob Gilchrist actually probably has the official number, but I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 seniors that we lost, and all of those seniors contributed last year in some form or fashion. I think Emerald is going to be strong because they've got a lot of athletes in those playmaking roles on the field, but where they're going to struggle at is those lines. They don't have really a lot of experience or talent on those offensive or defensive lines. They have a lot of young players that really are not seasoned. They really have never been under the Friday night lights. So once those guys get some seasoning, I think Emerald will be off and rolling, but it's going to be later on in the season. I think the first four or five games, they're tough. It's like a murderer's row. You got Abbeville, they're going to play Daniel, they're going to play 96, they're going to play Greer, the first region game of the season. So it's tough, you know, navigating those first four or five games. If they can pick up a couple of wins there and get their confidence up, that's going to help them later on in the season. I see them battling for second or third place in the region and hopefully a home playoff game, much like we had last year. So anything is possible when you're, you know, coached by Coach Mack, and him and his staff do a great job of getting the kids coached up. And that's why Emerald is always so strong at the end of the year, and that's why they usually have success towards the end of the year and going into the playoffs.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we got to give a plug out here, too. The Emerald Booster Club is going to be selling tickets for Outback, $15, and that gives you a complete meal, chicken and steak and
yes,
a side item and dessert for $15. Buy your tickets from the Booster members now, and, of course, Tanya in the office has them, too. It's a great opportunity. You can buy as many tickets as you want and use them during the whole month of September. Dine in or take out. So it's a deal. Thank God Outback came on board again this year.
I want some of those tickets. But I'm supporting Abbeville.
And it helps not only the football team, it helps all of the athletics over there. I mean, it helps, like you said, the entire Booster Club. So, you know, if you are any affiliation with the football team, basketball team, baseball team, softball team, you need to get over there.
Golf, tennis. Right.
Can't leave those sports off.
I was thinking, like, when you're talking about these athletes, and that's hugely important for them and gives them great things to do with their time, but they were elementary students once, too. So if they hadn't had enough to eat on the weekends, you know, they might not be playing football right now.
Sure, absolutely.
So it all ties back to what we're doing.
Absolutely. It's a great program, and this is the weekend backpack program. It costs them $27,000 a year to feed 150 students. That's $5 per student per weekend. A really, really nominal fee. You know, I think it's amazing. Where does the food come from, Lindsay?
We actually partner with Golden Harvest Food Bank, mm-hmm. so we get it at a wholesale price, and it comes packaged for us, and it's part of the Feeding America Weekend Backpack Program. So it's a nationwide program that our United Way has partnered into for our local elementary students. So it's a local fundraiser for us, but we are blessed to be able to get the food at less than grocery store prices.
Actually, some of it, a lot of it is donated stuff that comes across that they get, isn't it? From overstocks of cheese and this type of thing, I think.
Yeah, they can't do that for our program just because the food has to be certain you know, certain types of food.
Okay.
But we partner with Golden Harvest Food Bank, and they do other programs. So some of their programs are like those.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anywho, this is a program. Could you feed a child for $5 for a weekend? I want you to think about that, folks. I don't think so. That's too difficult to do. So this is definitely bargain priced. So how about just think about contributing $10. That would support a child for 2 weekends. $10. You can go to UnitedWayGAC.org, and I guess you can do it through their website, through PayPal. But you can also call Lindsay over there, 229-4103. That's 229-4103. It's such a worthwhile project. I wanted to bring this to everybody's attention because I think sometimes we think that it's a lovely day in the neighborhood and there aren't any real problems that we need to deal with. But this is a real one, and the kids are getting ready to go back to school. We need them to learn. We need them to be focused. And if they have food in their bellies, guess what? They can be focused. They may get fed at school, but what about during that weekend period? Do you realize it takes till Tuesday or Wednesday if a child has not eaten to get back so they can learn again? That's a deficit for the week. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
They say every kiss begins with... But at Sharp Facets Gallery, every smooch begins with Sharp Facets Gallery. Which do you want? A little kiss or a big smooch? I'll bet a big smooch. So shop Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, for rock bottom prices and smoochable results.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery in the back in my studio here, right here on WCRS. We're with Lindsay Henrich, and she is with child, and it's her birthday, and she ate too much today. Would that sum it up right?
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Forget, we sang happy birthday to her.
Yes, we did.
That's part of her day.
That's right. So, I mean, I contributed here, and Jonathan contributed here. So, anyways, that's some of the good stuff. You know, Lindsay, I just happened to read, if you give $180, you could feed one student for the entire year.
That's right. It's $5 a weekend. There are 36 weekends in the school year. So, $180, it's not that much. I mean, some people go out to eat and spend $50, you know, on a meal for just two people on a date. So if you wanted to instead put that money towards feeding a child, you could feed that child for 10 weekends. Yeah. I mean, it's huge. So
that is terrific. And I guess you wouldn't have to necessarily give the 180 at once, would you?
No, we'll take it every $5 every Friday if you want.
Or, I mean, you know, if you wanted to do like half of it and half, I mean, because this is for the whole year. Now, of course, you'd love to have all this money raised, I guess, by the 14th of August, right?
Yes.
You're a fur piece from that, though, aren't you?
Well, you know, if someone with deep pockets is listening.
Yes.
No, but yeah, you never know. And that's why we're doing this kickoff, this Feed the Need, before school, so we can ask 1,250 people to give $10 each. And that's two Starbucks coffees or, you know, two fast food trips. It's not a lot for a lot of people.
Right.
I definitely know there are 1,250 people who can give $10 each. So that's what we're hoping for.
Sure. So how has been the response on the program? What are you finding from kids?
Actually, we did a survey last year and through the students who are anonymous. So we did it through their teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And we surveyed the teachers of those students who are receiving the weekend backpacks from us. And we found out 87% of the students surveyed reported that they have improved concentration at school since receiving food from our program. That's huge.
Sure.
87% of them, and then 100% of the students surveyed reported that they think of hunger less often, which is sad. You don't think an elementary school student is wondering what kind of snack they're going to get when they get home from school, not when is their next meal.
Sure. Well, we know that a lot of kids, when they leave school in the afternoon, they may not have any food till the next morning.
Right. So when they come to school, instead of being ready to learn, they're hungry and they're not able to pay attention. We have 85% of the students that we surveyed, and that's in District 50, 51, and 52, Greenwood, Wareshoals, and 96. 85% of these kids say they're now more ready for school on Monday mornings. So they don't lose that whole Monday of catching back up on the food.
Just out of curiosity, though, how do we know, I hate to bring this up, but, you know, fraud is such a big part of everything that goes on. Jonathan, how can we be assured that the kids that are getting the food are the ones that really need it?
Well, like I mentioned before, what we try to do is when the student support facilitators actually identify the kids, they don't just identify one kid from one family that might have, you know, two brothers and three sisters. They try to go ahead and accommodate that entire family so that issue won't arise. And like you said, and nowadays, you never want to think negatively, but you always know that there could potentially be something out there where that situation might occur. And I think it's good that we've been able to increase the number of kids that we're feeding because it has helped to identify some of those kids that are from large families, and now those kids are being served by the program.
Now, what about during vacations, though? What happens during vacations like Christmas break and this type of thing where it's not just a long weekend? And what about long weekends?
Right. Do you want to speak to the school programs that y'all do, like in the summertime and things like that?
We have a program during the summer where we actually open up our cafeterias and we actually feed the kids breakfast. And then actually in the summer schools, it was breakfast and lunch. And that was something that we were offering to the students. I was going to mention during Christmas time and during the holidays, I know in years past what we did was y'all would provide enough, you know, snap pack backpack programs to carry those kids through the break. So whether it be Thanksgiving or Christmas, we would usually get a call from either Lindsay or an email from Denise or somebody just saying that there were going to be extras provided and they wanted to make sure the, you know, snap pack backpacks actually got into the hands of the correct students and making sure those kids were being fed even through the breaks. So that was a good point. I mean, that is something that you have to think about is if they're not getting fed during the weekends, what's to say they're going to be fed during the breaks? And
sure.
I think it's great that, you know, the program allows for us to actually get food into the hands of those kids during the breaks, because once they come back from the breaks, you know, like Lindsay said before, that's going to allow those kids to continue to progress during the school year and not set them back once they, you know, get back from a long break.
Now, what about the adults in the household?
See, well, we would hope.
Yeah,
And like you said, some of the stuff is out of your
control. I'm going to take your food, kid.
And some of the stuff, you're completely right. Some of the stuff is out of your control, but I think it's good that we communicate to the family early on that this is a program that is specifically identified for your child.
Sure.
You know, they receive the form saying what the program is all about, and you know, obviously the parent is going to have to make that choice of, you know, how it's going to be used, how the food is going to be utilized.
Sure.
You know, obviously, like you said before, and there's just situations out there, you can't control everything, but.
And you know, like the parents can go somewhere and get food. They can go to, I mean, United Way partners with the food bank, United Way partners with Salvation Army, United Way sponsors 211, which I know you've heard about 211. They can call and say, hey, I live here at so-and-so, where can I go to get free food? And they'll find out all the places they can go to get free food. But an elementary school student can't do that.
Sure.
So a parent can go to the food bank. A parent can go to Salvation Army's food pantry. A parent can call 211 and find out which church they can go to. So hopefully they won't take food from their own children, but you can't stop that. But you can give them food and hope for the best.
Well, and that's really what we're trying here. So if you could contribute, it really would be a great thing. I think it is a terrific program. I was sold on it last year when I heard about it. And I think some of the churches I know are getting together and helping out with this. And this would be a great fundraiser for Girl Scout Troop, Boy Scout Troops, 4-H, any of these groups that get together and do things as a group. It would be awesome.
And as we kick off, like I said before, the community campaign, you're going to see that on your pledge forms. If you are working for a big employer, you do receive those pledge forms. You can actually designate your part of your check to go to this program, and you can actually get specific with it and write what school you want it to, you know, directly impact, or at the students at what school you want it to go towards. So I think that like I said before, the program, we've identified the students. We know that it works. So any way that we can keep identifying kids and increasing those number of students is not only going to help those students, it's going to help our community.
Absolutely. So, Jonathan, when is the first day of school?
First day of school is next Monday. Before we get to that, we've got a couple of things that are coming up this week. We've got our new teacher welcome that is actually tomorrow. So we're going to be getting those teachers excited about coming to our district and coming into our community and getting our kids excited for this upcoming school year. And then the big event is this coming Thursday. We have our opening of school celebration. That's where we get all our employees together. We have a great big pep rally at Emerald High School's new gymnasium, and we get everybody excited, all of our staff excited about this new and upcoming year. We're going with a superhero theme this year. We're trying to emphasize that we have heroes in this district that are helping students rise above each and every day, and it's so important that we have those heroes who are making a difference in each and every one of our child's lives. So make sure.
They aren't always the big ones, are they? They are the silent helpers.
The school bus drivers, the cafeteria workers, the custodians. We have so many heroes that don't receive a lot of publicity, but they're in
accolades.
Yeah, and accolades and recognition, but they're in our school district, and we want to make sure we take this time on Thursday to actually recognize all those great individuals. So those are some of the things we've got coming up this week before we actually get those kids back into the hallways on next Monday.
And Thursday is our Stuff the Bus at United Way at 10 a.m.
It starts
in the gym.
Then, right?
Yeah. So, and each child who needs school supplies who comes has to be with a parent or guardian. But we do go by the school supply list and give them their school supplies.
That's pretty awesome. Jonathan, I just want to know, are you giving out capes to all these great ones that
you have to come and see, Anna? I mean, it's going to be a special event. It's going to be a big time event. We've got a lot of different surprises. We've actually
got a ring, maybe a superhero ring.
Yeah, a Green Lantern ring. We've got some actual, this is going to be the first time we've done this in a while. We've got some students performing this year, and we've got some videos and some dances that the principals and some of the other staff have come up with. So it's going to be an exciting time. It's going to be a fun event. Encourage you, and if you get a chance, to come over there and check it out, because it's going to be real exciting. And we always just love to have this type of pep rally and get everybody excited about the upcoming year.
Absolutely. This is WCRS here in Greenwood. And what time is this going on, Jonathan?
This is going to happen at 9 a.m. on Thursday over at Emerald High School. Like I said before, we have sent out the invitations to some of our community guests. We'd love to have you over there, Anne, if you get a chance to get away from the radio station. Lindsay, I know some of her people from United Way will be over there representing United Way. So it's going to be a fun time, and anytime we get a chance to do this, we always try to make it as big as possible and get everybody as excited as possible.
Absolutely. Well, Lindsay, this has been really nice to meet you and have you here on your birthday right here on WCRS. This has been a special treat. And I know that you are excited about helping this weekend backpack program turn into a lot of dollars. And we certainly hope that we can help you raise some of those dollars here on WCRS.
Thank you for having me and for bringing light to this.
Yeah, it's a great program. $5 a weekend, $10 from 1,250 people would do it. But if you'd like to over contribute, that would be okay. $180 feeds one child for a whole school year. That is such an awesome thing. No child should be hungry. We talk about no child left behind. How about no child is hungry in our community? Hey, this is WCRS. Jonathan, we'll be hearing you on the radio.
I'll be here.
All right. And Lindsay, thanks for coming out today.
Thank you.
All right. Remember, you can call Lindsay 229-4103. That's 229-4103. That's going to do it for us. Bye-bye, everybody.